14 of April 2020, prayer to the Holy Trinity, to God our Father. In these difficult times, we are not seldom asked for spiritual help, which we are happy to give. That is why today I would like to introduce you to a prayer which we in the community pray every morning at the beginning of the day. It can be sung, recited, simply spoken, or even just meditated in the heart. The story of this prayer is quickly told. It was one of our sisters who asked me what one can pray at the beginning of the day before we begin silent Eucharist adoration, because this is what we do every day in our community. I then wrote down this prayer, which from then on we always prayed, sometimes together, usually each one separately. We call this prayer the hymn to the Holy Trinity. The prayer has three parts. Today, I present the prayer to God the Father, and I highly recommend to pray it when it speaks to the heart. Almighty Father, we praise your holy name, for you are great and exalted. You are the source of all truth and all life. You are the holy, true, and glorious one. No one is like you, and nothing is like the works you have created. Angels and men you have created in your image. To man you gave the paradise, so that he may live before you in holiness and justice. But man did not remain in his splendor. In the seduction by the evil one, he has transgressed your commandment and now had to live outside of paradise. But in your never-diminishing goodness, you have sought man. Already in paradise you looked for them. Adam, where are you? You saved Noah from the flood, and Lot from the ruin of the great city. In Abraham, you blessed all nations. Then you created Israel for yourself, a people that bears your name, whom you called your firstborn. In Egypt, you let it grow up to a great nation, until it cried out to you under the oppression of Pharaoh. Then you saved them with a strong hand and led them into the desert under signs and wonders. There you revealed through your servant Moses the commandments that were darkened in the heart of the nations. But again and again there were some who rebelled against you. So your people had to wander through the desert for 40 years until you led them through your servant Joshua into the promised land, as you promised your servant. Then you wanted to lead them through judges, but they wanted kings like the other nations. Then you gave them kings, but often enough they did what you did not like. In your never-decreasing kindness, you sent your prophets to lead your people back on the right path. But often enough, they did not listen to your word and persecuted and killed them. But now, at the end of the times, you sent your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and demanded the sacrifice from yourself that Abraham did not have to bring. You gave him, your only Son, for the life of the world, so that your people and all peoples of the earth may find salvation and salvation in him. How can we ever thank you, beloved Lord, enough for your love and infinite mercy? Thus we worship you with all the angels and saints, and praise your name with all those who seek you, who worship you, and listen to you, for our brothers and sisters who still need purification, for those who do not know you, who live in confusion and perplexity, and especially for those who keep their hearts closed to you. For you are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy. So much for the first part of the Trinity hymn, which I leave uncommented because it speaks for itself. It is also very uplifting to meditate the words silently and thus gratefully internalize God's gracious action on us.
The verse of the Alleluia says, O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
Canta. Cum nu